Bergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
Joining us in conversation this evening to unpack the differences between health insurance and medical aids, as well as to fill us in on why the demand for the former is increasing, is the Chief Technical Officer at Episodic, Will van der Lee. Will, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Firstly, let's just unpack the difference between a health insurance and a medical aid.
Well, a health insurance and a medical aid, although they're similar, they play in the same space, they are very different products. And in the minds of a lot of people, it can be difficult to compare. But really, the main difference is in how they work. The health insurance works like an insurance product. It provides stated amounts available for a defined event. And if these events happen, then there's money available to cover these things. In general, whereas a medical aid governed by the Council of Medical Schemes will require that each scheme provide cover for at least the PMBs, the prescribed minimum benefits. And then there are a variety of contracted rates that are then mandated and how this works. So it's a much more comprehensive product, but it pays out differently. And those costs can run up a lot higher as well. So the cost of running a medical aid is that much higher, which is why the cost of buying a medical aid is that much higher. Whereas insurance can offer a different style of cover and run at a different premium.
You mentioned that the health insurance works like an insurance product. Is it overseen by the insurance ombud?
Yes, it falls under the long-term or the short-term insurance act. Originally, they all came out of long-term insurance, so they were life insurance-style products. That's where the inspiration came from.
I see.
But some of the products do work under a short-term license.
Is health insurance beneficial? And if so, how is it beneficial to the client?
Yeah, well, look, it's medical cover. And it gives you access to private healthcare. So when you need it most, you don't have to rely on state facilities. And in that case, in that regard, it is beneficial. The types of benefits that are there, you know, range from accident and emergency style benefits to hospital benefits, and then of course day-to-day benefits, which are doctors and dentists and radiology and what have you. And getting access to private facilities for each of those things is a very useful style of cover to have.
Without the prescribed minimum benefits that form for part of a medical aid, does this mean that a health insurance is more affordable than medical aid?
It generally is more affordable. We don't like to compare the two on price. We think it's a dangerous comparison. But yeah, we can't hide away from the fact that yes, it is a cheaper option. But we do still have to state that they're not the same product.
And that's why it's such a dangerous comparison, because it's not, as you say, we have to compare apples with apples.
Yeah, we do. We're legally required not to make a direct comparison, because it's very misleading to people if we said, look, here's a health insurance product, and it offers this, this, and this, and it comes at this price, whereas you could have got this medical aid, which you can't afford at this price.
Yes.
And that's a very misleading statement to make.
There are instances where clients, for example, would have both, would have a medical aid and would have health insurance. Is it possible to combine those products?
Yes, this is something that has been coming across our radar quite a lot recently, where we find people with a full-blown medical aid are analyzing their medical savings accounts and how it works, and looking towards health insurance on the day-to-day, the primary care benefits, and putting these two together and realizing that that gives them a true comprehensive sort of cover. That doesn't really work together when you consider the hospital benefits, because the medical aid is just that much more comprehensive, and you can't over-insure yourself over there.
Yeah.
But medical aids don't typically provide much direct cover in the day-to-day benefits, and many medical aid providers are actually starting to bundle health insurance products into their offerings. So there's a natural complement over there, and we're seeing quite an uptake in that side of the market.
Is health insurance increasing in popularity?
Slowly but surely, yes. I think this past year has really put the test to a lot of South Africans as to general affordability for any expenses that are out there. And medical aids, you know, with the price tag that they have, has hit a lot of people very, very hard. Mm. So people have been forced to look for alternatives. So this past year has definitely seen a marked increase in people looking for something more affordable that they can still keep a level of cover on.
And how does episodic personalized health insurance, what do you and your team offer?
So we offer a basket of benefits that covers the full spectrum of what most medical insurance providers will offer, from unlimited managed visits to doctors, dentists, radiology, optometry, medication, and then again on the hospital side with accident and emergency cover, hospital ICU maternity cover, etc. But what we do is, as part of our ethos as a company, is we provide as much flexibility as possible. We don't believe that people should be locked in to benefits they don't want, can't afford, or don't need. So we try and make as many options as possible to have a very flexible basket that can slide with your budget.
Okay, so you can customize basically what your health requirements are.
Yeah, I did a napkin count the other day of how many possible combinations there were of our products, and I think I ended up on something like 360,000.
Wow.
So we try to design it to look a little bit more like a short-term insurance where you bundle things together to suit sort of what you were looking for.
Yeah.
And this is within reason, obviously. We don't offer, you know, certain benefits require other benefits to exist in your policy in order to have that choice. But we believe that, you know, you should be choosing the benefits that you need and then decide on what level of cover for that benefit that you want or can afford.
Yeah. Is there a waiting period when one becomes an episodic member?
There is a waiting period. And this is also one of the differences with the medical aid. So a medical aid, they work under a general waiting period. Stand corrected, I think it's 2 months. And during that time, I think the only claim that you could make in that two-month period would be for some kind of accident event. There could still be a condition-specific exclusion on there if you had something to disclose of another 12 months, but yeah, that's a special case. With health insurance, we are allowed to use different waiting periods for different benefits. Uh-huh. And this is a mechanism that the insurance providers underneath use to control their risk. So some of our benefits will have no waiting period. Some of our benefits will have a month, and some of the larger ticket items can be upwards of 6 to 12 months, depending on what you chose.
All right. And is past behavior taken into account in terms of coming from a medical aid, your record with that previous medical aid, for example, or any of those aspects considered when becoming an episodic member?
Well, this is one of the biggest areas of development at the moment for the product set. The utopian ideal here would be that your medical history or your payment history, or as you said, your behavioral history from the medical aid, if you quote unquote dropped down to a health insurance, that you could have certain waiting periods waived. And the other way around, if you ever decided to move back to a medical aid, but it requires quite a lot of collaboration with the medical scheme. And it requires quite a lot of actuarial study to do. So at the moment, I'm not aware of any health insurance products that have got that right.
Yeah.
with the medical aid, but it's one of the biggest areas of development at the moment.
Where could our listeners find out further information, Will?
Well, we're available online at episodic.co.za. That's EPISODIC. Our website has got a lot of information on there, and all our contact details are there. And people must just reach out to us, give us a call, drop a request in one of our forms, send us an email, and we'll talk about anything.
Will van der Lee, Chief Technical Officer at Episodic. Further information available on episodic.co.za. Appreciate you making the time to join us this evening, Will. Thank you so much.